Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
All right, a lot of NFL draft conversation coming up next hour on the show. We'll start with the Nick Costos mock draft, or maybe we'll just get tons of news and just keep talking about that. We'll see how it goes. Pete Blackburn will join us from the What Chaos Hockey Show. Pete will join us 60 minutes from now. Love having Pete Blackburn on the show, one of the best out there when it comes to breaking down the NHL. Pete will join us to talk all things Stanley Cup playoffs and betting on the Stanley Cup playoffs. Power Hour, Final Hour will feature all our bets for tonight. We are a little more than 2 hours away from the start of the 2024 NFL Draft in Detroit, Michigan. And joining us right now, live on the line from Detroit, Michigan, one of our favorites here on You Better You Bet, and that is the great Connor Allen, who's been grinding NFL draft props for months now. He's joined us a couple times throughout the process, and it's great to have him here on draft day. Connor doing great work, of course, for our friends at 4for4 and BetSperts, co-host of the Move the Line podcast on Twitter, at Connor Allen NFL. Connor, welcome back to the show. It's Nick and Ken. Happy draft day, my friend, to you and yours.
I just can't wait for it to be here by this point. It's been a long, long grind, and there's rumors swirling, and things are changing every 5 minutes, it seems. So at this point, I'm mostly just putting my phone down and kind of just leaving what we already have. But, you know, I'm never one to shy away from some last-minute opportunities if something comes up.
Well, let's talk about what you think might cause begs the logical follow-up question. You're there. I'm sure you're seeing the same stuff on social media that we're seeing, but you're also there. So maybe privy to a little bit more info, talking to people that we're not talking to. Give us something late. This could be the Rams rumors about trading into the top 10, and that makes you want to bet something. This could be whether you think a trade is consummated at 3. Like something that's about to happen here in the next couple hours that you think might be interesting.
Yeah, I think that the Rams stuff is getting a little bit louder and louder. So I think that's interesting. And from what we're hearing, it might be for a tight end. I mean, for Brock Bowers, which would be really interesting. We're looking at like 10-1, 12-1 for Rams to draft a tight end. I mean, Brock Bowers just, in my mind, perfectly matches up with what the Rams would love to do. So I think that makes a ton of sense there. If they're able to move it in the top 10 and potentially take him. I don't even know if they need to move in the top 10. I think that, you know, like 11, 12 could make sense. But if they view the Jets as a real threat, not surprising to try to move to that 9 or 8 spot there specifically. Beyond that, I think that the Patriots have been rumored to move around a lot. Like at this point, like, you know, I think that the rumors initially of them moving were not really real. And at this point, you know, there's pretty strong rumblings that they want JJ McCarthy at this point and are open to moving down and then maybe back up. For me, in my mind, I think it's a little bit too messy. And so I think there's a little bit of value here at the number 3 pick, sticking and picking McCarthy and betting a little bit there. So that's where I've shifted a little bit more of my late action towards the top.
Anything else in like the top of the draft that you've like changed your opinion on, made bets on recently? This could be Arizona at 4, the Chargers at 5, the Giants at 6, teams trading up to those spots. So if you think right now as your best guess, or at least like the way you want to bet it, Caleb Daniels, and it sounds like you like at least you want to bet McCarthy to go 3rd. What else here in the top 5, top 6 picks in the draft?
Yeah, so kind of the fallout there from that would be, I think the teams would aggressively, and specifically the Giants and the Vikings, would be aggressively trying to trade for the 4th pick, and that the Cardinals would potentially be interested in trading down at that point, which would make Drake May to go 4th. You're looking at like 6-1, 7-1 for him to be the 4th pick at this point. I think that's interesting. Marvin Harrison Jr. to go 5th, I think there's multiple outs for that. I know that all this team has been on J.C. Latham. I know that all this team has been on, you know, Joe Alter, an offensive lineman. But I still think there's plenty of ties there with Marvin Harrison Jr. And the Chargers. you know, running back to his dad and all that stuff. I think that there's plenty of room for them to take Marvin Harrison Jr. here, given their wide receiver depth. So I think that is interesting, like 7-1 as well. And then from there, 6 is really tough. 6 and 7, I'm having a tough time with. But I think 8, 9, and 10, you can sprinkle a couple of long shots because the Falcons could be, you know, viable to trade out. So like a Roma Dunza there could make sense, again, at longer odds. And then pick 9, Byron Murphy has been steamed up massively. But I've heard that, you know, they're still really interested in a guy like Jared Verse potentially stick at 9. So I think a guy like Verse makes way more sense than Byron Murphy after the Bears drafted defensive tackle in the 2nd round, in the 3rd round, re-signed Andrew Billings to a multi-year deal. Like, I think the Verse makes a ton more sense to pair with Montez Sweat than a guy like Byron Murphy. So that's how I'm approaching it right now. Jared Verse is 75-1 to be first defensive player, which I put a little bit on as well.
I think with Dallas Turner is still like a really big favorite to be the first defensive player in that market, -212 at this offshore to be the first defensive player, and Verse like a huge price. So I think, like, if you're kind of listening to Connor's answers and be like, wow, it doesn't sound like he's like super confident about a lot of stuff, I'll just reiterate, no one is. And so Connor's approach is basically every team can trade, every team seemingly wants to, and that might create a lot of chaos. Chaos means I'm going to bet some things that are not expected to happen. And if I hit one of them or two of them, maybe that's a really good idea. So Connor, you kind of gave us like the top 10 there about just like individual little small like kind of like jackpot kind of bets that you like. One of the other things that tends to happen, especially after the 10th overall pick, is this idea of like stock rising, stock falling. And I know like a lot of reporters and insiders will always tweet out like, this guy making some noise, like could get into the 1st round, could be a top 10 pick, could be a top 15 pick. Then on vice versa, you hear like the medicals are bad on this other player and he's going to fall out of it. Have you heard any of that stuff, kind of like 10 to 32 players that you think could move up really fast, down really fast here in the last like kind of 48 hours?
Yeah, Xavier Worthy is getting a ton of hype. We saw him mocked recently to the Colts at 15. You know, I think that he's on the Rams' radar if they don't trade up to get Bowers. Like, I think that he is a very interesting option, you know, in the early 20s. So his over-under is a little tough and really going to, like, really juice 27, 28. I think if you can find a non-juiced version of that, I think that's really interesting. So I think that that's a guy who's riding pretty quickly. A guy who I've heard is falling that I'm not necessarily buying, I think, you know, Liatu Latu, you know, we've heard has been falling a lot. He was mocked like really late by, you know, multiple sharp mock drafters. But it just seems peculiar to me that that's coming out of the last minute and that nothing throughout the entire process, whether it be the combine, whether it be pro days, whether it be visits, like none of the medical flags were really raised and he was still being mocked, you know, in the top 10 to 15 during that process. And now we're just seeing it like 48 hours out. So I still think that he's an option for the Falcons at 8 potentially. So I'm not necessarily buying that fall, but he is someone that's being rumored to be falling pretty dramatically.
You better you bet with Nick and Ken here on draft day, getting bets for the NFL draft with our friend Connor Allen, live from Detroit, the site of the NFL draft, 4 for 4 bet spurts and the Move the Line podcast on Twitter at Connor Allen NFL. Connor, we know that the top 4 quarterbacks, Caleb, Daniels, May, McCarthy, all going to go tonight. Michael Penix and Bo Nix, you mentioned like reputable mock drafters, like basically all of them have 6 quarterbacks going and 6 quarterbacks going like early in the NFL, like in the top like half of the 1st round, we're going to see 6 quarterbacks go. Despite that, the draft position for both Penix and Nix, 32.5. Now, to be fair, Penix is juiced way under, like almost -700 to the under. And I'm just looking at BetMGM right now. They're our show sponsor, of course. Bo Nix under 32.5, -145. So basically, the market is saying like 6 quarterbacks, like that's the probability they're going to go in the 1st round. Do you agree with that? How are you betting Michael Penix and Bo Nix?
Yeah, I don't think Penix is really bettable at this point. There's been a lot of steam with multiple teams for a guy like Penix, which I think is notable. But a guy like Bo Nix, you know, I've been taking a little bit more over in the last couple of hours here because this got steamed down dramatically. We were seeing Bo Nix over 32.5, you know, -200, -250 at one point. Now we're seeing plus money on the over, and I don't really think a whole lot has changed outside of multiple, you know, reputable mock drafters kind of putting him in the 1st round. I almost think that some of that is like kind of playing the mock draft scores or just trying to get more players in the 1st round to be correct. Because, you know, if you're mocking Denver, if you're mocking him to, you know, the Raiders, I just really don't see that happening at 12, 13. It almost requires a trade in. So like at plus money for me, I think it makes a ton of sense to take a Bo Nix over here. And Penix is tough. It seems like there's enough people enamored with his skill set and his upside that if you can get over the injury history, you know, 4 season ending injuries, then I think that, you know, maybe you can get on board there. But I think that the Bo Nix one is still a good look as a guy who's, and a little bit limited, I think, in his skill set and upside, but is able to execute a system, which in my mind does not scream a first round.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Quarterback.
Connor, my last question, maybe here in about a minute. Give me one other draft position. And because I'll be honest, like, I don't follow this stuff as closely. Like, I look at the board on, I mean, some of these lists go like 50 deep. Like, I haven't heard of some of these players. Like, give me something like a little further down, which is probably a draft position at that point. There are a ton of them listed. A player that maybe that we can take advantage of, something you've heard something about.
Yeah, there's two guys that I think further down the board, depending on the book that you're able to look it at. So one was posted at some shops was Peyton Wilson. His over and opened at 40 and is now down to like 60.5. And at this point, like, I mean, he is a kind of a tweener linebacker and has multiple season ending injuries. And so we're looking at a guy who I don't think even goes in the first two rounds. So I think his over is interesting. And then Xavier Leggett's over under has been kind of juiced downwards a lot. Like, it's opened at 42. And then there's the videos going viral of Leggett, like, with the Panthers, and the Panthers basically, or him saying, like, the Panthers are going to take me if I'm there at 33. You know, like, that's where I'm going. And then Dave Canales came out and was like, yeah, I told 50 other guys the exact same thing. You know, so I don't know. I think that this line now is sitting at 33.5. There are some teams that are willing to take a wide receiver here, but now you're basically just betting on late first round or the Panthers. And in my mind, I think the over there is pretty interesting at 33.5.
Connor, give us one other thing that you like coming up for the NFL draft in 30 seconds to close.
Yeah, I think one more that I'm fading the steam on would be a guy like J.C. Latham. I know that everyone loves him at 5. I know people have talked about the Chargers picking him, but this over-under has moved to like 9.5 in some spots, 10.5 in others. I think he goes high. I think he goes top 15. I just don't think that he goes in the top 9 or 10 picks here.
Connor, give us 6 other things that you like coming up for the NFL draft. we appreciate it, buddy. Connor does awesome work, is well worth your time on social media at Connor Allen NFL. I love 4 for 4. I think they do an awesome job. Betsports does an awesome job. The Move the Line podcast is great. We're big Connor Allen fans on the show. My friend, we appreciate it. Enjoy the draft tonight. Enjoy Detroit. Say hi to Kanish. We'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Let's make some money tonight.
All right. The great Connor Allen here with us on You Better You Bet.
Yeah.
Is Kanish going to the draft?
You know, I didn't ask. It's so funny. I talked to him this morning, and I wasn't like, hey, you going? I know he's tweeted a lot today about, like, the good old days when he knew what every single draft pick was and could bet infinity dollars on it, and just, it's not really what's going on right now. But maybe he's going. I don't know. Can I give you a price update on something Connor mentioned real quick? He was saying, like, the Bo Nix position been getting bet, like, in a lot of different ways, and he ended up playing some over, I think, at plus money. That was available about 20 minutes ago. over 32.5, now more heavily juiced than the under for Bo Nix. So that's sort of a recent development. Doesn't take a lot of money to make that happen, but finally someone I feel like has embraced logic and reason is like, Bo Nix is going to go in the first round? What? Again, it's more what the teams want to do. It's not what I think. I think it's really funny that this is even a conversation.
We'll start next hour with a big market update, everything that's happening at the top of the NFL draft, and then we'll do Nick Costos' mock draft here on draft day. You better you bet on the BetQL Network.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL.